Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, doctor. I'll tell you what, I'm going to jump right in and ask you, can you talk to me about why it's so vitally important that we promote flu vaccines and why you feel that that it's important for Americans to get their flu shot this year?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. First of all, there's a couple of good reasons this year especially. First is the flu season every year, consumes tens of thousands of Americans, unfortunately. And those deaths are only complicated by the hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations and medical visits that range in millions. So that's the toll of the average flu vaccine, flu season year. Now you add on top of that a terrible, terrible problem we're having in terms of COVID-19 pandemic, where, over 210,000 Americans have perished, over 7 million cases happening. And we're expecting obviously a second wave that we're seeing, and the flu season could very much complicate this and just increase the number of both suffering as well as deaths. And at the same time, these things are quite a bit preventable if we do the right thing. So we have the solutions at hand, of which the flu vaccine is a very major solutions. We just need to make sure that Americans understand that and act to help protect not just themselves, but also their family and their community.
And I understand also you're targeting some states also that have lower rates of vaccination. And also I'm sure you'd like to point out that there are probably, while you might recommend a flu vaccine for anyone, there are certainly some people that, you'd really say, please get your vaccine because perhaps they're more at risk, right?
Absolutely. We know in Ohio, for example, last year, less than half the adults actually took the vaccine for flu. We have some good news because we know that more and more Americans this year want to take the vaccine. So it's a good stats. The challenge, of course, is those same individuals who are being afflicted with the COVID and getting in trouble. For example, people with chronic illnesses like hypertension, diabetes, lung disease, obesity, as well as pregnant women, are also going to be at high risk for the flu vaccine. When you talk about certain populations, we have as much higher proportion of Black Americans dying, Black Ohioans dying from COVID, as opposed to the number of people that exist in our communities. So it's very important for our folks to ensure and understand that this is one thing that we can do right now to protect ourselves that has certainty behind it. It has experience, years of experience of the flu vaccine, the safety record behind it. So while we're waiting for the COVID-19 vaccine, there's no reason we couldn't take a vaccine that has some of the best stats behind it, but also add to that the other precautions that we're going to be taking, like wearing a mask, making sure we're washing hands and social distancing, that actually will help us solve the problem, one person at a time, but across the community.
And I was going to ask also, you talk about like the March of Dimes, especially when you talk about health of moms and babies, which is what March of Dimes has been all about. And, for expected moms, for young ones, obviously, the flu can be, I'm sure, more of a concern.
Absolutely. And, one of the tragedies is that too few women who are pregnant actually take the flu vaccine each year. And there is no better time and no better season to take it than this season, because the challenge of having a dual public health crisis with the COVID ongoing as well as the flu season coming in, it is very, very important that those women who are pregnant, who are seeking to become pregnant, you take that vaccine as early as possible to make sure you're protecting not just yourself, but your loved one, as well as your family. Because remember, a lot of the rates for the flu happen to be a lot higher than children. So if you have other, children home, it is going to be very difficult to prevent getting infection from the flu. So the best thing we can do is to just develop a herd immunity of sorts within our families by making sure that everybody right now, when the lines aren't long and there's plenty of supply, we go and get our vaccine and help protect, because it does take a couple of weeks for the vaccine to develop those antibodies to work in our bodies.
All right, Doctor, I appreciate your time very much this morning. And as I said to everybody, you know, stay healthy, and you know, I'll be glad to report this. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Take care. Bye now.